Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Ray Erb. We were talking about the Rochester, the Cardinal.
The Bishop Kearney High School Marching Band.
Marching Band. And you ended up going, you know, to Dublin, and you ended up going, as you say, to Italy and Monaco. But of those trips, what was the highlight where your hair stood on end as you were playing and really...
There's two instances. We played for Princess Grace, who was actually a famous movie actress at the time, and she ended up marrying the Prince of Monaco. And we played for them in front of their, I don't know if it was a castle or what you would call it, but they came out and listened to
it. An impressive place.
Very, very impressive. Monaco was right on the Riviera, and so it was beautiful. The other really...
So they came out like the Pope comes out to a little terrace, and there you are playing it,
And they had warned us before, you know, don't be worried. They come out, they wave, they walk back in, they'll be out.
They smile nice and they leave.
But they stayed for two songs, as I remember. I mean, that was a long time
ago. Do you remember the songs?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Well, we probably played Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Okay.
And
that was one of your classics.
Yes. And Somewhere, which is from West Side
America
Story.
The Beautiful, like we sing in San Juan.
Yeah.
San Juan Rotary. Yeah. The other one was what?
Somewhere from West Side Story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, if you were tied with Puerto Rico, even
yeah.
back
right
then.
Back when,
you didn't know it.
No. Uh-huh.
That's one of the most beautiful. Yeah. So you had a very marchy and a very then nostalgic thing.
Yeah. Right? Somewhere's like a concert piece. Yeah.
And what other experiences?
We went to Rome, and I was we went inside the what is that, St. Peter's
Basilica?
Yeah, and I mean that place is huge. We played for the Pope. He said a mass, and I was on the end of the aisle, and I could have literally reached out and touched him. He stopped right in front of our row. And I was playing.
And you're beating these drums in this basilica, going wild.
Yes, and here he is. Like I could literally reach out and touch him. I was.
Did you play harder when you were there?
Well, no, because the band instructor would always look at me because I used to overplay and one of those. So he would.
Don't get over enthusiastic. Keep cool, Ray. Keep cool.
And I think I heard my heart louder than my drums. I mean, here you are in this place of beautiful history, and I don't know, it fits a few thousand people. I mean, it's not 200 people in there.
Sure.
And you're just overwhelmed by the whole awe of where you are. So yeah, it was a lifetime memory.
And you ended up twice going to
twice.
Italy.
We played there twice. Yeah.
And both times the Pope was there?
No, only one time.
One time.
He just waved and kept walking.
So, but you don't, when you play in a basilica like that, you don't march in. You sit. You stand.
Everybody comes in, you sit down, and they bring you in one by one. There's immense security. Now, this was, 35 years ago, and I'm sure the security is even much more now, but back then the security was very tight.
Okay.
And then you sit down, and then the Pope comes in, and then they do the mass.
Tremendous. That experience, I mean, what besides the being able to view the world and compete in New York and in Dublin and these meet these people or learn about these people, that experience, the global experience. What else did you come away from that experience as a member of a leading band that competed, that performed internationally and competed, statewide?
Well, it inspired me. I mean, I have most of the values I have today, I think, came out of being in that band. I was almost kicked out of the band a couple times, had trouble with the band leader.
What did you do to do? Achieve that?
Oh. Well, there's a story. I don't know if we want to get into it, but basically, I didn't do something on a given day. My father worked at Xerox, And actually, my father
either worked at Kodak or Xerox here in Rochester.
My father was one of those.
Or there's another one, Bausch and Lomb. I represented Kodak and Bausch and Lomb, and I went to Rochester a couple of times.
Way back then, that was the economy.
My
father was hired, I think he was the first chemical engineer hired by Xerox, but it was actually a company called Haloid in the early 50s. So he had access to copiers, and so something happened, and I was to make copies for a bunch of people in the band, and there were some people that had gone away, and they came back, and they didn't tell me that there was going to be a practice for just one small part of the band, just a small group of about 20 people. So the band instructor sent someone to get the music, which I had copied, and told the person not to bring me. And so I was furious, but in fact, we were doing a musical, and I was furious because I had done all this work, and nobody told me that there was a practice. And so I went to the practice afterwards and talked to the band instructor, and he said, "No, you're out." But I said, "Nobody told me." And he told me, "Look, you're supposed to know. If you didn't know there was a practice, that's your fault. You're not in the band." So I was kicked out of one.
By missing one practice, they could kick you out of the band?
Yeah, but it was called the Pit Band, which was just for the musical. So, you know, you go to a musical like West Side Story, and there's 20 guys. I was one of those guys.
It was a critical group, but still, that's
But it taught me one thing, and I still believe that today. Don't blame anything on anyone else. It was my responsibility to know there was a practice. Even though to this day I don't know how I would have known, but it taught me I'm supposed to know, I'm supposed to find out, and that's how I run my life today.
And what did you say? I'm sorry? Did you argue? What because you obviously were not kicked out. What did you do to be able to get over that hurdle?
I was kicked out of the Pit Band for that musical. They had one musical every year, and I was not allowed to be in the Pit Band for that musical. And then I had to fight and fight and fight because I wanted to be in the Pit Band. So that was, you know, out of 130, 40 people in the band, only 20 got to be in the Pit Band, maybe 25 or some number like that. And that's where I wanted to be. And for me not to be in there, I had to think for a whole year, what was that I did wrong and what am I going to change in my life? Hmm. And I think in any activity like that, whether it's, you know, football or tennis or the chess club or any club that you have in school, you know, these teachers need it, and they teach the values of what you have to do to be able to perform at those levels. So those lessons have stayed with me forever.
It's a moment, but did you say I'm sorry, or did you keep on arguing that you didn't know and you were innocent? Or
yes,
did you accept responsibility, or did you persuade that you shouldn't be he shouldn't be punished?
At the moment, I was upset. I did go to the band instructor and argue with him, present my case, but he said, "No, you're not going to be in the Pit Band." And so I obviously accepted responsibility because I went back and worked that much harder to be in that elite group for the next year. And that was my freshman year. And usually freshmen don't make it in the Pit Band. So for me to make it was very difficult. And then to be not let in the final analysis and you know, have my father make all those copies.
And is it fair to say that getting into that band was more important than being a member of the varsity football team at your school?
Well,
not really.
I mean, in my opinion, yes, because if you're in the band, you go to Italy, France, Ireland, England, Monaco, you know, on and on. I mean, the football team got to go to west of Rondequoit. They got to go, you know, they got in a bus and traveled, you know, a mile.
It was more prestigious. It was more. You know, maybe the girls didn't look up to you as much as they did to the star of the varsity football team, or even there you think you came out well.
Well, let's see. My wife's going to be listening. She knows this. I dated the runner up to the homecoming queen. So, you know, I mean,
it was pretty. It was very prestigious.
It was very prestigious.
Very, very. Yeah, it gave you a heck of a standing at that school.
I don't know that dating is the most. But we definitely
at that age it was the most. It was the most. Well, listen, we got to take a break. I'm with Ray Erb of Easy Check, and we'll get the Easy Check.
Yeah, good.
Trust me. But okay. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.